are up to the Beis and the Beis. The Beis and the Beis, the two dots, about 10 lines to the bottom. So we learned when the Mishnah says that a Chedesh is Potter, he's talking about somebody who cannot hear or cannot speak. Beis and the Beis. Chagiga. However, if he can hear or if he can speak, he is Chayv. Says the Gemara is not so simple. The Hatanya, didn't we learn that even a medaber, if he can speak, but the ain't a shemeya, or a shemeya can hear, but the ain't a medaber potter, you're telling me that he's chayim kol mitzvah zateira, had any kipik chil v'reim. We clearly learned that potter. So the Mora now is going to make a difference. Within the mitzvah of Euler Egel, there's the mitzvah of Riyah, and there's the mitzvah of Simcha. So the Gemara is going to make a difference between Riyah and Simcha. When we say that if you only have one mum, you cannot hear or you cannot speak, you're chayiv in all the mitzvahs, we're talking about the mitzvah of Simcha. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Riyah, bringing a carbon Riyah, he is taka potter. Why? A few words are missing. But everyone is chayiv in the mitzvah of Riyah. Uve Simcha, the mitzvah of Simcha. Add the word Simcha in our Mishnah Chutz, Mecheresh, and the Barai said Chutz, Mecheresh, Hamedabim, and Shemeya, somebody who can only speak but cannot hear. He is exempt from Riyah. Why should he be exempt from Riyah? We'll soon see. But even though he's exempt from Riyah, we have a special limud to exempt him from Riyah. Otherwise, it's chayim all the mitzvah. So therefore, it's chayim and simcha. However, a guy who cannot hear at all is deaf and dumb, or a shaita or a cotton, then he's potter af mina simcha. He's potter also from simcha. Why? Hoyel since upturim mikol mitzvahs amutah, apart from all the mitzvahs that anyway. Rashi, chsuri merchs of hachik tani. Avavit leidoim ul shayte, even though it's not similar to a shayte potter v'chitanya mas nisim. When our Mishnah says dumi de shayte gad besimcha, when our Mishnah says that only a chedesh which is similar to a shayte is potter, he's talking about simcha, a chedesh who cannot speak but could hear is taka chayiv. But if he's totally deaf and dumb, that's when he's equal to a shaita. The Tani, the three mini chedesh, Tani Masiz, two kinds of chedesh in our Mishnah, the Chesuli Mechs, a few words are missing. Mas Nisan, our Mishnah, Bochi, Tani Hakol, Chayovim Beria, everyone is Chayim Beria, Chutz Mechedesh, Koldu, the slightest chedesh. Oy Shemeya, the Einem, the Dabber, the Dabber Shemeya, either one, he is Taka Potter from Ria, but he's Chayim and Simcha. Albi, the Potter, the Oil is Ria, the Ross, the Oil is Ria, take on sea, but he's Chayim. Thing. Again, that always says le'ro'oish, to be seen. Yeah. Constantly he stresses that. Says the Gemara, and we'll explain in a minute why. Tanya Mach, we take a look back to the Gemara. Hakol chayavin beriyah. Everyone is chayav in riyah and simcha. Chutz mechedesh hamedaber ve'ene shemeya. A partial chedesh is potter from riyah. Shemeya medaber sheptum neriyah. Va'af apin, even though sheptum neriyah, but he's chayav besimcha. What about? It's a clear nebraisa. Somebody cannot hear or speak. Why? To rejoice. And we say later on, what do you mean rejoicing? It's a carbon shlomim lechol es habosa to eat the flesh. For yalfinulah, we learn out mevzamachta shlomim v'achal tosham v'samachta. The kama parich maishna. Why is it in yiriyah the potter? What's the logic? When it comes to the, you tell me a partial deaf person is potter and linya simcha v'chayiv. More explain in a minute. Ushein loishmei v'daber hayne chedesh demaslisin shesomchay l'shayt v'katan. Whenever we bring chedesh together with shayt v'katan, we're talking about a chedesh that cannot hear or speak. Says Gemara, now let's understand the logic. Maishna, what's the difference when it comes to the potter? A partial chedesh is potter. Maishna li inyan simcha the mechayiv. I understand why simcha the chayiv, because the chayiv called the kula. So why the potter of Riyah? So Gemara says that he is a special exception. We have a gzeidah shava li inyan Riyah goma. We learn out Riyah mahakel. We learn out from hakel. The chesiv it says by the mitzvah of hakel, which is also you come to see, but once in 7 years rather than every year. Hakel les ha'om, you should gather together the people. Ha'anoshim, ha'anoshim, v'atav, men, women, and children. And it says in the pasuk, what's the purpose? In order to see, to hear, in order to learn. And they should see David and so on. And then another pasuk says, b'boy kol Yisrael, le'ro'ayis es p'nei Hashem l'kecha. When all the Eden come, le'ro'ayis, to be seen by the Eibishter. So what do we see from here? So since we see that the word riyah that we find by Euler Egel, Leirois, and over here by Hakel, it says also It says later on, it's supposed to be Yod Hashem Lekechem. It says the word Riyah by both. So we'll learn Riyah, Riyah, Zeshava. Whatever applies to Hakel applies to Eile Regel. And by Hakel, we know that partial death is Potter. How do we know that? It says the Gemara, V'hosim Nol, who told you that? Yichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, what's the purpose for everybody gathering together in Hakel? The man in order, Yishmu, they should hear. Well, the man Yilmudu, in order that they should learn. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, the man, you know that you should hear what it comes to teach us, Pratlim, Medabe, Shemaya. Even though you can speak, if you cannot hear, you can't hear. You put it from Mitzvah Hakel. Well, the man, you know they should learn, Pratlim, Shemaya, Medabe. It says he'll learn. Somebody who could hear, but he can't speak, his learning is deficient, and therefore he is put. So what do you want to say? What means learning deficient? Because he can't speak, you think that there's some learning deficiency? The disability, the memory. What are you trying to say? The chi loy mishtoi, a guy who can't speak, loy gomer, can't learn properly. Yeah, is that so? Bahanu tre ilmi. There were two mute people. Davishvi voice of the Rebbe. They lived in the neighborhood of Rebbe. Bnei Barte. Who were they? They were the grandchildren, the sons of the daughter of Yechon ben Gogurya. But I'm the others say bnei achte, the nephews of Yechon. The chol emas da have ayl Rebbe. The bnei madroshim never be Rebbe's going. Bnei medrash have ayl the yosik kamayo. They sat in the front row. They used to shake their heads, bop it up and down. Their lips would be moving, but they couldn't say a word. And Rebbe saw how sincere they were in their learning. Rebbe made a nest. He davened on their behalf. The itzu, and they were cured. Rebbe was a Rebbe, and he cured them. As soon as they were able to speak, they were found that the Gemiri, they knew how to learn. Hilchasa, the Sifro, the Sifri, the Kula Hashas. From here, they want to bring a raya, the Yaivis, other one bring a raya that Shas already existed, not in times of Ashi, but in times of Rebbe. The only thing is, they didn't write it down yet. But the Tanaim already also had his whole discussion. What do you mean? Otherwise, what's Kula HaShas? What's his whole Shas?
The Rabbinu of Ashi were just Malaktim then.
Were Malaktim, and maybe they had other discussions, but there were plenty of discussions at the time of Tanaim. I told the Rabbis in the Sikha that most discussions tonight were not ever recorded because the Pichas Bayoy used to answer 24 questions to every question of Shemichai. Where? We don't have anywhere in Shas even one of those questions. And so on and so forth. So they had, you know. Anyway, Kula Shas. So what is even made? Even though they couldn't speak, they were very, very knowledgeable. Yeah, full of Shaka Italians.
Most of the discussions of the yeshivas.
Yeah, Shaka Italian, we're not recorded.
We accept discussions of the yeshivas.
See, right, it ties the Rebbe, then Kula Shas. This is the Rebbe's times. Rashi. Rima Hakel, the Chiba Pasha Hakel, but because all Leroy is a Leroy is a Pasha Hakel, a Melo Koyukoyde, they used to read Mishnah Toyde, Bazo, they used to read the Dvorim. Chomotso is Shmit every 8 year, the Chimi Kacha, a Shonim Moish, and the Shmit, Prat, the Shmim, Dabbe, Hashta, Mashmash, Ains, they're all Lumen. Right now, we think the Pshat is, because if you can't speak, you can't really learn properly. Hilchas of Mishnah, he's talking about Vaita, Om Mazutra, Kodi Bey, you know, even though it says Laman Yilbudu, you should learn, we read as if it says Laman Yilamedu, that you should teach. I said, they can't speak, they can't teach. So as if the Pasuk says that when do you teach Hakel? Somebody who's, when are you supposed to go to Hakel and listen if you're able to pass it on to somebody else? You can't, you're potter. Says Gemara Rashi. Rashi says, without the story you brought me, I will prove to you anyway. It cannot be that if there's a disability if you cannot speak. You must be to teach others, because he's like that to learn himself. What do you think that the Pshat says you cannot speak? Like Gomi cannot learn. Since you didn't hear legomar, if so, haim leman yishmu nafki. If you tell me it's a learning deficiency, then why do you need a special pasuk leman yilmudu? The same leman yishmu that excludes somebody who cannot hear because he cannot understand. Osher excludes somebody who cannot speak because he cannot understand. Elavade leman yilamedu.
According to Mazutra, because
yeah,
he's not able to speak. What happens if he writes things down and teaches to write it?
No, the Gemara thought to have a minute was that. The Gemara says it can't be because of the story of Rabbi Chul. I just want you to know there's a big machlekes in halacha between the Bach and the Shach. If a Sheikh, it can be somebody's mute. And the Shach says, that's right here in the Gemara, somebody's mute is a mumche, is equally knowledgeable and chayv and mitzvahs, blah, blah, blah. And the Bach says, no, he's not. The Bach says, a guy who is mute, and the Shach obviously argues from the Gemara here, but the Bach passing halacha l'maisa, a guy is mute, is lacking in professionalism or in knowledge. And the Shach asked, why can't he write it down? I'm sorry, you remind me now. The Shach asked. If the problem is you don't know what he knows, you don't know what he did, you want to ask him, was there a problem tonight? Write it down. But the Bach disagrees. He holds that as the bottom line we pass on the Shach. Yeah,
like the
Shach.
Yeah. Stuff again, they touch on the
yeah, so you bring down the Shach, okay.
Not should I mention the Shach and the Bach, but they talk about the Shofar.
Okay. Rashi, Rabashi, Rabbi Man Yilam, the claim, Belav Kushi, the Hansre, even without the question, these two mute people like Lukma, the Russia Tan, the Mid Mahakash made him that, but Elamal Man Yilam made you. Could he say that the Man Yilam do who the Mashmal, almost really, all the time the Kivan, the Lemishtai, the Governor, he cannot learn. The Kivan, as soon as he cannot hear, Nan Sadi, we know the Lugami can't learn, if you hold that as a deficiency. The Kivan, the Man Yishmu, Prada, Madam Shmea, Nan Sadi, we know the time, and Mashmal, like Midu, who she can't learn. Loyovin, Kumash, Raymond, and they can't understand everything. Lamalam had his Laman Yilam made you. Why Laman Yim, the wise, the Man Yim, the man Yishmu tells you everything already. The Shemayim Adab Kim, the silly man Lamishlai says he's saying right now somebody cannot speak. Look, give me the cannot learn. Man Yishmu, my we already know from Man Yishmu. You have to understand. The Levadis silly the man Lamishlai. Not me gomit. For learning the man Yishmu, we don't need. Must be that the man Yishmu guy is perfectly equipped to understand. Me might. Must be the man Yim. The Hichahod the Mit the man Yila Meidu. But the man Yimeidu the daughter shall Meidu. Say more writer. Amr Tanchum. Tanchum said Cheresh ba Oznei Achas. Even if you're deaf just on one ear, potim the ear, exempt from hearing. From going to Eilat Egel, Shneim it says be'oznehem. It says in the pasuk when you come there, it says there. It says there by Hakel. Remember, we'll learn from Hakel again. The Torah has those neged kol Yisrael b'oznehem. Opposite all the Eden b'oznehem in their ears. So in the ears means two ears. One ear is chol. Very much of a high b'oznehem, but like, don't we need it for another drosh altogether? B'oznehem the kol Yisrael that every Jew should hear. The machlek is what's oznehem? Every individual's two ears. Oznehem means kol Yisrael. That's what difference plural. Yeah, that's right.
Means each one,
and
means like
the clock. Yeah. Taisa brings you an interesting machlek is a similar when it says over there regarding the clothes of a koyin. It says tasik sonos plural. Is it two for each koyin, or it means shirts for all the koyin? Think about who can they go? So nafka that all the Eden have to be that says neged koyin Yisrael. So what do you do his name? Two ears. Even though they're there, but they cannot hear. For example, they said because they're far away. Because the chamana buzz name there is, who does shami? And they have to hear. Who should be too far away? Who will man yishmu nafka? But his name tell you that two ears, not one ear. Amar Rab Tanchu, talk about Rab Tanchu. I said some other. He said some other. Dinim chigi beragle achad. If you're limping on one foot, potter in the ear. You're deaf on one foot. If you're deaf on one ear, you're potter. If you're limping on one foot, you're potter. That's Shneim. It says regolim. It says about three yom tovim shalosh regolim. Regolim is plural, 2 feet. Talking about regolim, I need a regolim. Pratly by the carbon, if he has a wooden stump, that he's potter. Ahum it pa'am nafka. That we learn actually, it says shalom pa'am vashana, and pa'am means with wearing a shoe, which means you have a normal foot, and therefore if you have a wooden leg, you're potter. The tanya pa'am, main pa'am, the golem feet. For chenuayim, it says in the pasuk, tiram seno regal, trampled by your foot, and ragli oni, the feet of a poor man, pa'am dalim, the footsteps of poor people. Boim, it says in the pasuk, my yofu pa'am mecha, how wonderful are your steps, bin alim with shoes. So we've seen in alim what? Means normal feet with shoes. Bas nodi, the daughter of the generous person. Okay, so therefore we know already that not to have a wooden leg. So what do you do with the golem? The golem means you have to walk on both feet. Rashi, the balakavim kishachotcho raglim, they used to amputate the legs. Nosen kav cotton beside shoker, they would put a wooden stump there. Venoisen by mochin, they would put a shmata beside shoker. Love, they would put some kind of a shmata there, padding there, and then they would put a wooden leg there. El the golem, only the golem feet. Pamim golem amo bebalim enalim shayche pamim. It comes out only people who wear shoes can use the word pamim. Uveriyak siv shalosh pamim b'shon. You know, because chuchar, you know, you have to have legs. Same with my daughter. This is a pasuk. Yofu pamim. How wonderful are your footsteps? Banolim the shoes. Bas nodi the daughter of the generous person. Who is that generous person? How wonderful are the so first be morning yofu. How wonderful it is that people make the trek to the base of English. Bas nodded the door of the generous man. Bita shel Avraham Avinu. We mean Avraham Avinu. Shnikra nodded the generous. Remember, who's referred to as a generous person? The Divei Amin Asafu, the generous people of the nations gathered together. Who were they? Am Elokei Avraham, the nation of Avraham. The location of Elokei Avraham. Why Davka Avraham? Shayetchil legedim. He was the first of all the Gadim.
It's interesting to refer to Bas because where in turn do we have any record of a daughter of Avraham?
Hashem be'er Avraham b'Kol. Hashem be'er Avraham b'Kol. Rashi says. Rashi. Why is he called generous? Because he was generous enough to recognize the Eibishter. Who were the generous people of all the nations? The converts. They gave up themselves. They gave up their life to join the Yiddish nation. The Kabbalim oil mitzvahs. Taisa says, an interesting Taisa, what do you mean? Why was it Chil Legedim? Not sure, because he was the first one who had the mitzvah bris milah. Pashup shad is he was the first yid. Avram was the first yid, the first person who was a megaya, the first person who recognized the Eivishta. What does Taisa mean? He was the first person who had the mitzvah bris milah. What does that mean, chil again? Not exactly sure. Even though every gate has to go through a bris, is that what Taisa is saying?
That he became a yid.
And do we know that all the other gaitim then became had a bris also? Doesn't say that. Avram made gaitim and Sarah made gaitim and nothing. There's no remnant of those people. True, but afterwards, they didn't join him. But what's milah to do with anything? Chil gaitim poshut pshat mean, like Rashi says, he was naive. When he was generous, what was his generosity? That he gave himself to the Eibishter, that he recognized the Eibishter.
Nobody was commanded to have the milah before he died.
No. He himself wasn't commanded to live in 99. Yeah, but why did he need to say chil gaitim?
Because Mario Tosin wants to say, the Eibishter spoke to Noach, right? So Noach recognizes an Eibishter, right? They had the Shishiv of Shem Ve'evil before Avraham. What were they doing? They were also learning the term, whatever the term was of Eibishter at that time. Right? So in other words, in a sense,
okay, maybe.
The little wasn't such a great chidush, except that he went and spread it out.
Maybe, okay. Oh, Rav Kahana talking about Tanchum Torah. I'm not someone you mentioned Tanchum. And it says the posse. We had the same thing in Moreh Shabbos when they just threw another sort of Chanukah. But Berdek came in Mayim. They threw Yisuf in the bird. It was empty, and there's no water there. Imagine, but Berdek wants to say the water. The bird is empty. Any days in Mayim, don't know there's no water. The Mayim ain't, there's no water. The Chanukah, but the snakes and scorpions, and they threw him in. I had a question. So Reuven tried to save him by what? By throwing him in a pit full of snakes and scorpions. Obviously, they didn't know those snakes and scorpions were there. Told him about me learning. They went to Hagman and Rabbi Yeshua Pipoki, and they went to visit Rabbi Yeshua and Zipoki. And Amalem, he asked them, what was new in Yeshiva today? Amrullah, they said to him, was scared to tell him. Tamidecha, listen, you're our Rebbe. You give us the Torah, we're not going to tell you what we learned. We'll soon see why they refuse to tell. The famous saying, it's impossible to spend a day in yeshiva and not come home with something new. Shabbos Shemi Ha'isa, we know that B'tu Rizgam Malil, and after he was deposed, Rabbi Lozman Zayah to go, and then they made a switch. Rabbi Gamaliel had 2 weeks, Rabbi Lozman Zayah had 1 week, so who was the leader of the Shabbos? Rabbi Lozman Zayah. Rabbi Lozman Zayah Ha'isa. V'kama Ha'isa Ha'goda, V'meh Ha'isa Ha'goda, and what happened? Amrullah, the patch of the hackle, we're talking about hackle. My daughter, what are you dashing? Hakilas ha'om hu anoshim v'hanoshim v'taf. Gather men, women, and little kids. Im anoshim boim lumoid. If men come to learn, I understand. Noshim boys, the shmei, they come to hear. So Taisa says to me, that I am not like Benazi, who holds as a mitzvah to teach women. They only come to hear. They don't come to learn. Abetav lumoid boy, what are the little kids coming for? You know what kids come for? To give schar to those who bring them. So Taisa says, from here, we have a basis to bring little tiny kids to shul. Not like those who run around. Don't bring kids to shul. So he says, look at the last taste. This is the baby brings to shul. Is machlekes and achreinim, is the mitzvah on the kid or the mitzvah on the parent? Who is the mitzvah to bring the kid to shul? Is the mitzvah on the kid or the mitzvah on the parent to come to shul? Because the Tzuri Evan asked a question, how can children go to Oyler Egel? The din is whoever doesn't own property is part from Oyler Egel. How can you, why bring kids? So, because the clear and Tzuri Evan's question is, and he made the Torahin. Clearly from his question is, how do you understand who's the mitzvah, who has the mitzvah? The kid himself has the mitzvah. Otherwise, like the others who answer back to him, what are you talking about? So it's not the mother.
He's
going to
the ashram.
He's potter. We had a psalm of Chesam Beis. We had a potter of it. The machlek is a rishayim. We hadn't tasted the why Rabbi Yehuda ben Tzivan sat in the Tzivan and sent the message Pesach about this other guy. Why wasn't he there himself? And one answer to this is Misha ain't lekarka. No, but the Gemara says lekarka is talking about Korban Pesach. Tosfos is mechadish. It's not only Korban Pesach. It says lasachmas atzcha is referring to Korban Bria as well.
Didn't we have a shaila about Rabbi Lezer that he holds you have to be with your family at home on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
So how do you have the regal then?
You take your family with you.
So
if you buy a carcass,
it's
going to
go
back
to the family. Is that still
because king you pay, king go. We'll see in Gittin.
I'm saying according to that mandoma, so your kids have to go. That's why they have to go.
Yeah, but the family doesn't mean little kids. Family means little kids. Family means the adult kid, the wife. Yeah, noshim have a mitzvah to a taf. Said, Magoli is a beautiful gem in your hand. Uvi kashtim of the many you refuse to tell me. Then they said, you know, they got in mood. They said, you know, other things as well. You know what else Rabbi Lozer said that day? We just learned in Chitas a few days ago, as Hashem ha'emar t'hayem. Hashem ha'emir chayem. And Rashi says he never saw anywhere like it. What does it mean? I'm looking at Israel. Atem, you, Asi Suni, Chatib Achbel, you make me one praise in this world. And he says, I'll get your praise in this world. You guys walk around saying the Abish is one. And he says, I make you one praise. And it says, it's trade off. A third thing that Rabbi Loza said, it says in the Pasuk, the words of the rabbis should be like the thing you put into the yoke, but that leaves the animals. And like nails and the tuyim that are planted, bali asufas that are gathered together, nitnu was given from one shepherd. What's going on here? Lama the what do you mean? Divrei Chacham, the words of the rabbis are like this. What's the comparison? Lama nimshol divrei Torah darben. Let me tell you, ma darben is just like this yoke. Mechavin es haparot lomer keeps the animals straight that they go to the forest and they go straight. Lahaitzi chayim leilam to produce the fruits and vegetables that give life to the world. Am divrei Torah mechavin es lemdayim. Torah also keeps people straight. Medarke mishle gechayim. Instead of having a life of death, you have a life of life because you have Torah. Keim chayenu. Now you're going to say, but the darben zem metaltel doesn't last. It, you know, you put it on, you pick it off. Avdi v'teidah metaltel also doesn't last. You learn today, you forget tomorrow. Let me know. The teidah should be like mismaras, which is nails. Sorry? Masmaras. Should be like nails. A nail is fixed permanently. When you put a nail in, it makes a hole in the board, so you're losing some of the wood. So if you learn Torah, you don't have a good panosa, you're not a millionaire, you learn Torah all the time, so you're losing out. You say it and you don't really grow anything. What are you, Chochma, Batlin? No, Torah is the only thing in the tree that keeps on growing. Man, the tea is when you plant seeds, it keeps on growing and flourishing. Torah grows all the time. Then it says Baalei Asufas, the people gather together in groups. What do you mean? Elu Tamid Chachamim Sheyachin. They sit. How do they learn properly? Asufas. They gather together. Asufas in groups. For Oiskin B'Teira, they learn Teira. Halalu Metamin. These people say Tamei. Halalu Metari. People say Toi. Halalu Oiskin. People say Asur. Halalu Matin. People say Mutin. Halalu Paisin. These people say Pasul. Halalu Machshin. People say Kosher. So therefore, you have, and they can't say arguing between the two of them. They come up with the right thing. Shema Yemer Adam Heyich Ani Lama Teira Me'ata. How can I learn Torah today? There's so many different opinions. So you should know, Tam Alayim, I want you to know that all the opinions, Kulam Nitnu Meroye Echa, they all came from the same shepherd. Keil Echa Nathan, one God gave it to us, Parnas Echa Amran, and Moshe Rabbeinu, one leader, told it over to us. Everything, Shamayin Hill, everything comes from the same place. Mipi Adu Kalamaisi Baruch Hu, from the Ebrish to Tachsi, Yivaydabra Lakim, is Kol Advarim Eila. Af Osa Yu, listening in.
You said the
Machlokes
started Hill and
Shamayin. No, that's not true. We had the first. We'll have a mishnah. We'll have a chagiga. Second Pedic, when machlekes start. It's a mishnah chagiga. First machlekes, and the first machlekes in history was about women's issues, feminist issues, as we'll see. If noshim soimches, af ata say alnucha kafrachecha says you should make your ear like a funnel that let it gather everything together, and they should focus on you. And you should acquire yourself a heart to understand. Try to understand all the opinions. And you understand everything. That's what he means by Vacheses. Says so Rabbi Yechanan Ben Brugge said, this generation is not so bad. We're zeichet to have him as one of our leaders. Why did they avoid telling him? Because the story that once happened, Rabbi Yechanan Ben Brugge had a temper. And we know what happens when rabbis have tempers. What happened? The Tanya learned. Maise, but Rabbi Yisi ben Dumusk Moskos. Shaholach, he went, Lahagbul Pnei Rabbi Lezer Lud. He once went to visit Rabbi Lezer in Lud. Amalai, he said to him, Ma Chidish Hoi Vaisa Medish. What happened in Shiva today? Amalai said to him, Nimnu Vigamru. They decided today that Amon Umayev, Amon Umayev was Eva Layadin, and Eva Layadin was not, does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore come Shemitah, they're allowed to work the land because it's not a din of Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, we're going to mechayiv them. We are mechayiv Eva Layadin Trumas and Meisers, not Mahateda, but Midr Rabbanon, and we're going to make also that they should do Meiser Oni on this year because the poor people are not going to live on. They can't work on their farms, so Eva Layadin is going to support them. So we made a special takana that Maaser and Maaser Oni b'Shvius. Teshuvah asks why Oni, why not Cheni? But we made special takana Maaser Oni in Shemitah that they should provide for the poor people to have what to eat. 100%, but what Teshuvah asked, the cycle of years, it's only the third and the sixth. This is the seventh. What happened? Abelezer got upset because remember, Abelezer remembered everything that his Rebbe told him. He said, you made it up. This is the hundreds of years ago. The Ajah made this up already. You taking credit for it? Omlem Yesi, pshoit yodecha, stretch out your hand. The kabel einecha, and catch your eyes, because they're about to pop out of your head. Poshat yodav ekibbalena. Struck his head out, his eyes popped out, and he became blind. Bocha Rabbeleze, the one who cursed him, cried. But Omri said, Soid Hashem l'reiv, ubrisa l'hedim, the sequence to those who fear him, and his bris is those who know him. He thinks to himself, what did this guy do so bad? End of the day, what did he do so bad? Amalai, so they made it coming today, but they mechaven to them. So then he turned to Rabbi Yosi, who was blind like a bat, and he said to him, Leich emelem, go and tell the rabbis, Al techoishu l'miyonchem, don't worry about what your decision was, don't think that you don't have any misgivings or regrets, because kach mekabalim Rabbi Yechem ben Zakeh, I heard Rabbi Zakeh, Shishama merabbi, 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 he heard from, he'll hear from his rabbi, that halach hilchav mushmai Italian, that hilchus lemeish is halach mosinai. Amoyin umoyev maaser maaser oni b'shvius. Ma tam why? What's the logic? Harbe krochim kovshuay leMitzrayim. There were many areas that were conquered by the Edom. Made the trip to Israel, including Sichon Amoyin umoyev. Like kovshum oile bava, but the second aliyah, they did not capture them again deliberately. They left out Eved Hayarden for this very reason. So Shemitah they should be able to have. They should do shu l'shoyin a kitchel l'shaitev like kitchel l'aslovei. Niham, why did they leave aside the other side of the Yarden? They didn't make it into holy part. If you remember in the first base of Midrash, Gemara Yuma says, why was it destroyed? They didn't keep the laws of Shemitah. Because they couldn't meet the challenge. The whole country shouldn't work for a whole year and not have fruits. They couldn't meet the challenge. So the second time, to avoid that, they deliberately went ahead and they made sure that there was a source of produce that they could take. So in the second base of Midrash, Shemitah wasn't a problem. There's Chinam and other problems. But Shemitah wasn't a problem because they did something to ensure that there was no problem. Not because they were great tzaddikim. Teshuvah has a whole discussion, but we are l'cheda that Kedusha was showing the Kitchel Saitu, Kitchel Saitu, according to others. Isn't Eva Yadin also part of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says clearly here that Eva Yadin is not part of Eretz Yisrael. In other places, it seems it is part of Eretz Yisrael. Teshuvah wants a mechadish that different parts of Eva Yadin, certain parts did become part of Eretz Yisrael, but the parts that were originally Sichon and Oig, those countries, they did not turn it into, the other way around. The only Sichon and Oig they made into Eretz Yisrael, the rest they didn't. Or even more than that, only Sichon they made into Eretz Yisrael and not the rest. Okay, Vayitei Gemara, Tanya, we learned. So, and it doesn't say how long, but it sounded like a while later. La'achash and Yashua Daita. Abelezer was so angry. He sent them all blind. Go back to your school. How am I supposed to go back? He's blind like a bat. It took a while.
In a sense, he's having a panic against it. But the whole
yeah, what he do? He just passed. Yeah.
That's what they say. Don't shoot the messenger.
Exactly. Well, that's where it came from. Yeah. La'achash and Yashua Daita. Now, what was I angry for? Anyway, it took a long time.
That's all he can't do.
Calm down. He said, "Oh, he rotsen she yagzeru ene yosi l'mekayim and v'chazeru." Let him become seeing again, and his eyes pop back in his head.
Carrying his eyes around with him the whole time.
Okay, it doesn't mean physically his eyes, but his eyesight. So he was able to see again. It's unbelievable. The Rabbanim have to learn how to calm down a bit. The temper is like, be careful, don't start up with the Rav. Tell him what we learned.
We said a couple weeks ago,
that's right. Yeah, the Rabbanim should be careful what they say. But people should be careful. Okay, tell me what I learned. Ezehu Shaita. Now, in Halach, the Rambam and Hichas Eid is not the Shaita. Obviously, somebody who's insane is a Shaita. We're talking about somebody who's sane, yet he has certain qualities about him that also, how legally we render this person like legally blind, even though the guy can see. So, legally, he's a Shaita, you cannot trust him. But if a guy Tak is insane, nothing to talk about. Of course, he's a Shaita. Ezehu Shaita, if he has the following proclivity, Hayetzi, Chidabalayla, he enjoys walking alone at night. A halam bebeis akvaris, or he sleeps in a cemetery. The makareis ksusay. Whatever you give him, he always comes back with lata, you know, with holes in his pants and everything else. Itmar Rav Huna says, Achiyu kul vazar. Huna says, no, you need, because none of them are that bad on their own. You need, if he does all three, then you know he's a shaita. Rav Yechon Amar, he rips his clothes all the time. Rav Yechon says, I feel about man. Rav Yechon says, even one. Even just one deficiency, he's already a shaita. Hey, chidami, asking, I don't understand what's going on here. This particular person is totally sane, yet he has this particular habit. If he did it in a crazy way, then I feel chanami. What's a chiluk 1 or 3? If he did one thing and he acts like a crazy person, he's crazy. Either he's a normal person and he has a valid reason why he's behaving this way, then I feel chanami. If he does all three things, just because I don't agree with it, but if he has a valid reason and makes sense, even though I don't agree with it, that doesn't make him crazy. He does it in a crazy way. Yet, if he sleeps in the cemetery only, everything else is the same person. He just does this. I can interpret his actions. The guy feels that if he goes to the cemetery, he somehow or another can attract all of these powers.
It's a calculated
issue. Exactly. I don't agree with him. At least in his mind, I can see where he's coming from. He's not crazy. Or Hayyati Yechide Balaila, guy goes alone at night. Aima, we can say, Gadrifus Achde. As Rashi in second Pshat is, he wants to catch a fresh air. He's very claustrophobic and he can't breathe in the house, or he had a fight with his wife. He'll go outside and clear his head. That doesn't make him crazy. Even though nobody else will do it, it's dangerous. Vamekareyas Ksusai, or somebody rips his clothes. Aima Balmachshav, he's a battling, he's a thinking person, his head is always in the clouds. And he bumps into things, doesn't realize, and he rips things. Even if he has all these three cheshbainas, if he does all three, there's something wrong with him. You know that you have to gore an animal three times before you're mu'ud. If he gores twice a cow and once a camel, he's not a mu'ud. But if he gores a camel, a cow, and a donkey, he gores three different animals, he becomes a mu'ud at all. Here also, he did three different crazy things, he's a mu'ud, he's crazy. But now it's a mu'ud, the call to everything. Omar Papa said the last thing. Ish Mila Rav Huna, if Rav Huna would have heard, the Tanya we learned, Eza Hu Shaita Zama Abid Komash Naisal, the famous saying, a Shaita is even just one thing. He loses whatever you give him, he's irresponsible. Havi Hadabe, just like over here, one thing, maybe everything else, also one thing. So we'll continue tomorrow.